Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project.
The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 8, Small Steps.
All right, welcome back to The Shrinking Man Project. I am Doc Coleman, your host, and I hope everyone has had a good week. I'm afraid I'm going to have to apologize for the quality of this podcast. I know, I never apologize up front, but this weekend has been, well, this whole week has just been absolutely packed. And I'm afraid I have had to do things a little bit fast and loose here. So it's not going to be quite as polished as some of the previous episodes, but with a little luck, it'll be good enough.
On with the philosophy!
This week, we're talking about taking small steps. Now, what that means, you can actually do this in a number of different ways. When I first started thinking about this week's philosophy, I started off thinking in terms of working into your exercise program. In that, a lot of people, when they start a new exercise program, they will get ahead of themselves. Instead of trying to figure out what exercises they should start with and how they should build up from one exercise to another as their bodies get more fit and more able to do things, a lot of people will go and look at folks who are already fit. And we'll see them going out and running and doing massive cardio aerobics. And either they will say to themselves, I have to do that? Or they'll just dive right in. And for about, if they're lucky, for about the first week or so, they'll be able to keep up. But then that cumulative fatigue starts to set in, and they can't do anything. They can't get up in the morning. They can't move around. They just wear themselves out. And that's not really the way that you do it. When looking at exercise, what you need to do is, instead of focusing on what it is you're going to do, look at how much effort you need to put into it, and know that you're going to have to start small. And even if it doesn't seem like a lot when you start, you need to build slowly. Now, I know this one because this is one that I screwed up on myself. When I first started off with my exercise program, of course, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, the day before I started, we had a major snowfall. So for just about that whole first week, I was shoveling snow. And finally we got to the point where the snow had been shoveled. Unless I was going to go and find mountains of snow and move them around for the sake of moving them around to no productive purpose, that was kind of gone. And the weather was warming up again and the snow was melting. So I needed to find another exercise. So I started walking. Walking being something that is very simple, very approachable. All you need is yourself and a place to go. Now, my wife had provided the place to go for me. When she was recovering from surgery, she needed to walk to help exercise her body in a gentle way that prevented adhesions on the inside of the body. I don't want to go into excessive detail about this, but she had mapped out a route around our neighborhood that was just shy of being 2 miles. We'd call it 2 miles. So At one point in her recovery, I had gone and I had walked that with her, so I knew the route as well. So when I ran out of snow to move around, I put on my boots and grabbed my coat, and I went and I started walking that route. And the first time out, I had to cut it short. You know, it was too much for me. But the next time out, I did the full 2 miles, and it took me an hour to do it. You know, I was only getting about a mile and 30 minutes. And I wasn't moving fast, but I was going out and I was hitting a certain level of effort and holding on to that pace. And I just kept with it. I kept doing that. I figured, you know, my doctor had said to exercise for up to 45 minutes a day, and technically I was overdoing it because I was going out and I was pushing myself for an hour. And after the first couple weeks of doing that, I found that, okay, I'm not taking the full hour. I'm doing the 2 miles and it's like, it's only been 50 minutes. And soon it was only 45 minutes. And then I was starting to say to myself, okay, so what happens when I do this and it's not 45 minutes? Do I do extra? Do I work on getting my time down? And that was a big part of why after the first 6 weeks of my exercise program, I was just completely exhausted. And I was starting to resent the idea of going out and exercising, because I had pushed myself so hard in those first few weeks and I had overdone it. Instead of doing something where I set a timer on my iPod or something and go, you know, doing 10 minutes out and 10 minutes back, and just going 20 minutes or, you know, 7.5 minutes out and 7.5 minutes back and doing 15 minutes. I was doing this whole 2 mile loop and you know, pushing myself for a solid hour. And I just wore myself out. And when I started doing treadmill at the gym at work, I was going for a full 45 minutes. And after shoveling snow for, I guess, a week and a half, something like that, going out and doing this exercise, you know, walking for 45 minutes to an hour seemed easy. And I didn't understand why the doctor said work your way up. Well, when I found myself hitting week 6 and dreading the thought of having to exercise, I began to understand why it was that you were supposed to work your way up. Now, and I ended up taking a week off from exercising and trying to figure things out and regroup. And what I figured out was that I'd overdone it, and I needed to come back and I needed to start smaller and work my way up. So I started off doing half hour walks. So I would just, when I would go out, I would go out for 30 minutes or around 30 minutes. I cut my route through the neighborhood short so that I could wrap up in about a half an hour. I mean, I'd gotten faster by then, so I was actually doing somewhere around a mile and a half when I cut the end off of it in order to come back and finish up at about a half an hour. But I was doing 30-minute walks on the treadmill at the gym, and with either, usually with about a 5-minute cool down period afterwards. And it made a big difference in how I was able to sustain that level of exercise. And I would do that, you know, I would work at that same level for about a month or so before I started thinking about ratcheting it up for another 5 minutes. And I said, okay, I still need to work on challenging myself, but instead of challenging myself on distance, now I'm gonna work on speed. I'm gonna try to walk as fast as I can during this set amount of time. And when I feel like I've really pushed my speed for that, then I'm gonna increase that time for another 5 minutes, but I'm gonna pull back on my speed and then work my speed back up again. That worked. It's breaking it down. At one time, I was actually thinking about trying to do something where I could do 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night. And other things in my schedule ended up keeping me from doing that. But you can break down your exercise into more manageable pieces. It doesn't have to be everything all at once, and you don't have to go to your final level of exercise quickly. Take it in small steps. Take it easy. Now, the same kind of philosophy also works in setting your weight loss goals. A lot of people will, again, they'll look at where they ultimately want to be up when they set their initial goal. And, you know, for some people, that may be 20 or 30 pounds. Some people, like me, you're talking more like maybe a couple hundred pounds, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Going for big numbers like that, even if it is where you eventually want to go, Trying to deal with a big chunk all at once is very daunting. That big chunk may be what you need to get yourself motivated to start, but looking at attacking all of it at once, for a lot of people, that's enough to make them turn around and stop again. It's nice to get a general overview, but again, you need to break it down into small pieces. Weight Watchers also embraces this idea. When you first start off with their program, they want you to do a goal of losing 5% of your current weight. And once you make that 5%, then they suggest another 5%. So you get down to having lost 10% of your starting weight. And after that, they kind of leave you on your own. And unfortunately, they don't exactly tell you enough about how to set your own goals from there. But, or you can just go ahead and figure out, okay, well, I know what 5% is. I'll do another 5% off of that. I'll go for 15 down from where I started. You know, that's one way of doing it. That's the way I've kind of managed it. In my head, I've got long-term goals, but I don't exactly know what that is. I just know my criteria for when I'll get there, because it's when I find myself not worrying about, you know, will I fit in this chair? Will it be comfortable? But I just start going and doing things. For the short term, you know, I've got a goal of losing, you know, about 20 pounds from wherever I happen to be. That's something that is small enough to be attainable without being so large that it overwhelms me. And I think you can pretty much do that for just about anything else. If your house is cluttered and you want to clean up the whole house, you're not going to do it in a day. But if you can say, okay, I'm going to start with this area and then move on to that area and then move on to this other area, and give yourself a block of time every week or every day if you've got a schedule that will accommodate that. Just give yourself a block of time and say, I'm going to work on this area for an hour or so and make a little bit of progress. And as long as you keep making small bits of progress and you're not doing other things to violate the progress you've already made, you'd be surprised how quickly you can get stuff done. A couple weeks ago, a friend of mine was talking to me on Facebook, and she was a little bit upset because she needed to lose a chunk of pounds by a particular date, and she had started a program that she'd used before successfully, and she very quickly hit a plateau, and she wasn't losing any weight. And, you know, we talked it over. We eventually figured out what it was that she was doing that had stopped her, that it halted her progress. In that case, she wasn't drinking enough water. But she had all this extra stress and anxiety, not because she wasn't losing, but because she was running out of time. And she was concerned over being able to lose weight by a deadline. You know, she was biting off too much. It might have been manageable when she stopped, but after hitting the plateau, it kept ratcheting the stress up. You know, take a smaller look. Break things into manageable chunks. Maybe you might want to be aware of the larger picture, but don't focus on the larger picture. Focus on the small, manageable pieces. All right, I think I've covered that about as good as I can right now, so I'll let y'all think on that. And I'm gonna run off the scales, and we'll be looking at my weigh-in right after this. Be back in a minute.
In the 26th century, Earth thrives after recovering from nearly total ecological catastrophe. To prevent similar disasters from happening on other worlds, Earth and the Galactic Confederation built a massive interstellar ark, the Zooship Gaia. Commanded by Captain Elizabeth Monroe, Gaia's mission is to protect wildlife and habitats on worlds throughout the galaxy. These are their adventures. There are heroes.
The galaxy is full of bad guys, and in order to take out the trash, you have to be willing to get your hands dirty.
Oh, see, sense, woman! Why do you always have to do things the hard way?
There are villains.
Yeah, well, I'll feel my wrath very soon!
We are the stuff of nightmares. We are all that civilized races fear in the dark.
And there are those somewhere in between.
I am an assassin, woman. I am the assassin of assassins. I'm not a dog to grovel at your feet.
I never ask anyone to grovel. That would be uncivilized.
In season one of Gaia's Voyages, these forces collide. And the fate of Gaia and her crew stands on the edge of a Venjari blade. Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Gaia's Voyages, only at www.brokensea.com.
This is Starla Hutchton of the Dreamers Thread Podcast, and you're listening to The Shrinking Man Project, and looking better already.
All right, that was a promo for Gaia's Voyages from Broken Sea Audio. I actually came across this as part of a promo exchange for another project that I'm working on. And I have to admit, I'm real interested in this. I'm going to have to add it to my podcast list, and hopefully get an opening that I can put it in soon, because I'm listening to too many different podcast novels at the same time. But it definitely sounds like an interesting piece of sci-fi here. And of course, that was another bumper to welcome us back from Starla Hutchton. Thank you again for the bumper, Starla. So, the way in. Right. This week, I am 298 pounds. So, that has got me up 3 pounds from last week. So, I'm only 122 pounds down from when I started. So, I've gained some weight this past week, and I kind of know where it is that I ran into problems. I had actually gotten through most of January without having my diet holiday, and I realized this, and I ended up making last Sunday my diet holiday, and I kind of went overboard with it. You know, it's been a long time since I'd splurged like that. I kind of made the mistake of going to the grocery store to come up with stuff to get food for dinner, and thinking, okay, this is my holiday, I'm going to splurge a bit, and putting it in my own head that, you know, I will get these things to splurge on, and I will consume them all today, so there won't be any leftovers and there won't be anything to tempt me for the rest of the week. And I still ended up getting too much stuff, and I compounded that error of getting too much of the splurge food at the grocery store with actually finishing it all during the same day and not dealing with, okay, I'll have, you know, this will keep, I'll have it as a leftover, and this won't keep, and I'll just throw away what I don't feel like eating anymore. You know, I made the mistake of saying, I got it, I better eat it. I kind of expected that, you know, I might break even or gain a little bit weight from having the diet holiday this week, but it just, it put me off my stride at the beginning of the week. Another thing that kind of changed things up this week was that I had a doctor's appointment on Monday, and one of the things that I talked to the doctor about was the fact that I'd been taking the appetite suppressant for over a year, and I'd taken my last of the appetite suppressant on Monday morning. So one of the things I went in to talk to her about was, do I need a refill, or do I need to stop taking this because I've been taking it for so long, it's not having an effect anymore? And, you know, she agreed that I'd actually been taking it for longer than was reasonable. That usually by about 3 to 6 months of taking an appetite suppressant, your body has adapted, and you're not getting any benefit from it. So this past week I stopped taking my appetite suppressant, and I've had to deal with that. Now, I have not had issues with being hungry because I was no longer taking the appetite suppressant. I had issues with waking up, and it's put me off my stride for this past week. Tuesday and the rest of the week, I've had to deal with trying to get myself up and get moving in the morning, and that has been difficult for me. It's been harder for me to stay up late at night trying to finish up things to get them done. Now, admittedly, I've been having near insomnia for a while now, because I'd been continually taking the appetite suppressant, that it had a stimulant effect that was making it difficult for me to wind my day down and get to sleep, which, you know, not getting enough sleep is not a good thing, but I was kind of trading off, and I was using that to get things done, because, you know, I've kind of overloaded myself with different projects. So those were two things that had affected my week. And then my work stood up and said, we're going to take you out of your regular schedule, and we're going to send you around to different sites and have you do testing. And my work position just became chaotic this past week, not knowing from day to day exactly where I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to be doing, because all this mess going on. And then part of the reason why this podcast is a little bit rough right now is because when I got to the end of the week, I realized, oh crap, I've booked almost the entire weekend and the week's over and I haven't done anything to prepare. So I've really had to pull the pieces together right at the last minute. And I'm afraid that even trying to tape the last, trying to record the last of this on Sunday evening, you know, I started this morning, now I'm finishing up this evening, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this edited and trimmed down in order to get it out today. So if this podcast ends up being late, I apologize again. You know, I know I set the schedule, and I could do things where I'm recording on Sunday and releasing on Tuesday and give myself some leeway, but I feel like if my week is going to start on Sunday, then I need to try to turn this around and get stuff back to you. You know, technically, I could record on Sunday and then release the following Sunday and have all week to work on this, but I feel it's better off to try to keep things up to date. So I guess I've kind of set myself up for this, but I think it's the right thing to do. So yeah, I've kind of been pushing myself a lot. I've been off my pace. I did get all my exercises in, between going out and walking and hitting the gym this week. I managed to get all of my exercises in. I had to go to a different site on Wednesday for a 7 o'clock meeting. So I got up really early on Wednesday, and fortunately that had the effect of getting me out of work really early. So I was actually able to come home and then go and do my walk around the block to get my exercise in on Wednesday, instead of having my schedule messed up because we've had more weather issues here in this past week. Had an ice storm that didn't exactly show up. It was ice one night, but not enough to be dangerous. And then when we were expecting more ice, it ended up to be just rain. So I've been dealing with a lot of chaos this past week. And the end result was that I have not been on it as much as I should have been. So, yeah, I'm kind of not surprised that I gained 3 pounds. But by the same token, I'm not really worried about it. I know in the next 2 weeks, maybe three, that I'll work those back off again. It's a small setback. And in some ways, I am kind of relearning things. And, you know, it may take 3 weeks. It may take a little bit more, because unfortunately, one of the things I after getting all my exercise in, I strained my back sometime on Friday. I'm not exactly sure how I strained it, but I know that yesterday my back was hurting a lot for most of the day. About the only time that it wasn't hurting was when I was sitting in a chair that provided some full back support, or if I managed to stand up straight and get my spine to kind of align so that everything was balanced. But most of the time, having to bend and sit and pick up things and carry them has caused my back to hurt a fair bit. Especially carrying things with a touchy back has put a lot of stress in my shoulders, so I'm kind of on injured reserve right now. I did not attempt to do any exercise today, and I know I've got a day off this week, which is going to make it easier to make things up, but if what exercise I do, I'm definitely going to take it a little bit easier than I have been. And I'm not sure that I'm actually going to try to hit the gym tomorrow, because I don't want to stress things out. I don't want to stress out my back more than I have to. And I don't want to make the mistake of keeping stressing it so it takes longer to recover. So that's going to be a little bit touchy for this week coming up. Okay, lessons learned. Lessons learned. Even if you're taking a bit of a holiday, don't let your eyes be bigger than your stomach. I definitely overdid it with the indulgence. And even though a small spike of indulgence, a spike of indulgence doesn't have really big effects, but I really, really, really took that off the deep end. And I should have remembered that one of my rules is, like, it's okay to indulge a bit, but don't go totally off the deep end. So I need to remember that lesson, apparently. Apparently it was time to have that lesson reinforced on me. So moving forward. I'm going to try to get my food back on track. I'm going to take care of my back, take care of my body. See what kind of light exercise I can work in. And if I have to take an out-of-schedule rest week and start over small next week, and just to make sure that I can recover, I guess I'll have to do that. So sometimes you have to roll with the punches. I'm going to try my best to do that. Okay, looking at feedback for this week. Didn't actually get any feedback on the site, but I've had a couple interesting things come up through Twitter. A friend of mine over in England that I actually know through the Scott Sigler's fan boards. If you haven't heard of Scott Sigler, he's one of the three folks who created podcast novels or audio books. He was one of the first people to say, you know, in order to create an audience for my novel, I'm going to release it online one chapter at a time in podcast form. Rachel is somebody that I know from the boards over on Scott's site. And she has apparently been listening to The Shrinking Man Project. And she has been inspired by what I've been doing here to create The Lighter Mom Project. And Lighter Mom Project is her personal weight loss blog. You can find it at thelightermomproject.blogspot.com. Rachel just started it on Saturday, February 5th, 2011. So she's going to be chronicling her own weight loss journey on this blog. I encourage folks to go and take a look and comment and cheer her on. You know, she contacted me on Twitter and told me that this was, you know, this was inspired by what I was doing. So I'm going to return the favor and I'm at a loss for words. So I'm, you know, very happy to see this, and I want folks to help out. You know, I don't expect everyone to go and create their own project for their weight loss, but if you feel so inspired, I'm not going to complain. So I think it's great that Rachel's doing this, and I hope that folks are going to be willing to look at her blog and see how she's progressing and take what you can from her experiences and offer her support and cheer her on as she tries to grab onto her weight and wrestle it back into control. So, because I think this is great. I'm very flattered that she felt inspired to do this based on the example that I created with the podcast. Okay, another person I've heard from this week has been Scott Roche. For those who also follow the Nifty Tech blog, which is my tech blog, you might know Scott Roche as the gentleman who is our Windows person looking for, you know, helping us find the best things in the Windows, in the world of Windows technology. Scott is also an author in his own right, and he contacted me this week. He is doing a promotional, and he gave me a coupon code for his story, The Music Box. He's making this available through Smashwords. Smashwords is a service that allows authors to publish their works as ebooks. And normally the Music Box retails for 99 cents. But if you go to Smashwords, and I'll actually have a link directly to the Music Box in the show notes. So be sure to hit theshrinkingmanproject.com. And look up the show notes for this episode to find the link. But you go to Smashwords and you create your Smashwords account and you enter the coupon code YY27M. That's YY27M. And you're only going to find that coupon code here. But you enter that coupon code and you can get the Music Box for free. And you can also look around and see what other interesting stuff is out there on Smashwords. Thank you to Scott for giving me this opportunity to share some of your writing with my listeners, and to expose folks to, you know, the kind of interesting stuff that you can find on Smashwords. I'm actually considering putting some of my short stories out on Smashwords, but I haven't quite gotten time for it yet. That's yet another project I don't have time for. So I encourage folks to check it out. It's a chance to get used to looking at ebooks for free. Smashwords put stuff out there in just about every different format that you could want, including just straight HTML that you can read on your browser. Like I said, it doesn't cost anything. Use a coupon code and take the opportunity to form your own opinion. Don't just take my word for it. All right, that has rambled on long enough. So let me go ahead and wrap up this podcast. Comments are always welcome at theshrinkingmanproject.com. Or you can email me at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. Our voice line is always available at 240-745-5022. And of course, there's a Google Voice widget on the blog that will let you call that up from wherever you are in the world. If you're on Facebook, please feel free to join the fans of the Shrinking Man Project on Facebook. And again, there'll be a link to that in the show notes. If you've got a podcast, send me your promos. Tell me what you're up to and what you'd like me to share with my listeners. If you've been enjoying the podcast, then feel free to leave a review on iTunes or in Podcast Alley. As always, tell your friends about the podcast. And have a good week. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. Instead of trying to figure out what exercise... Yeah. You know, that big chunk may be what you need to get yourself. All right, that was. I haven't actually listened to this one yet. I actually came across this promo as part of a promo exchange for a voice. So I am only 122 I'm just really losing it. Grab onto her rate and there.